Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 and 51. Jesus said, "I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division." Peace or no peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever heard what the angels said when Jesus was born? They sang, "On earth, peace." And the Bible also calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. That sounds nice, right? But then Jesus says something that sounds a little confusing. He says, "Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division." Wait a second. Peace or no peace? Which is it? Jesus says, both. Here's what he means. Jesus gives peace to those who believe in him. He makes everything right between us and God. He also helps believers love each other and live in peace. But not everyone believes in Jesus. And when people don't believe, it causes division. That means some people may not like you or understand you because you believe in Jesus. It can even divide family members and result in hatred against Christians. Jesus said he came to bring fire to the earth. What does that mean? He's talking about God's Word. In the Bible, God's Word is sometimes called a fire. It's powerful, and it changes things. God's Word does two big things. One, it shows us our sin. It tells us we've done wrong and need help. That's called the law. Two, it shows us our Savior. It tells us that Jesus died and rose again to forgive our sins and bring us back to God. That's called the gospel. When someone believes God's Word, it gives peace, joy, and eternal life. When someone doesn't believe, they don't have peace with God. That's why Jesus says there is both peace and division. Praise God. He's given us that faith and peace that lasts forever. We pray to our Savior. Dear Jesus, there are so many hard things in the world that try to steal our peace. Thank you for giving us true peace that lasts forever. Help me share that peace with others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.